GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George, I remember when my parents told me, and let's say the same thing to Maine Senate President Troy Jackson. Troy, you're not happy unless you're out ramming the roads, and you're on the road this morning, but dialing in to GHRT. How are you, Troy?
Very good. Happy New Year to you guys.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. You stay safe out there. You had a little bit of snow coming down.
Whereabouts are you this morning?
Actually, I just pulled off in Freeport here, so it's, I don't know, probably 1.5 inches, maybe 2 inches of snow, but it's not too bad.
All right.
Not from where you come from.
Absolutely.
Where you come from, you call that August. We wanted to talk to you about LD1. Usually the first bill of the legislative session is of some significance, first one in the hopper, maybe the first one to make it through. What is LD1 all about, Troy?
Well, LD1 is attempt to, if the entire ACA gets overturned federally, we would put into statute that insurance companies couldn't discriminate for people with pre-existing conditions. Children can stay on their parents' health plans till the age of 26. If you're an elderly person in a geographic rural area, you couldn't be discriminated against. And all health plans would have to cover things, basic necessities like ambulance rides, pediatric care, things like that. I mean, it's basically just putting in the statute some of the things that were mandated by the ACA as far as actually individual health care plans.
Yeah, actually, I guess what we call it codifying in state law everything that could be kicked out and make sure it stays in Maine. Individual and group health plans can't impose, as I understand it, can't impose any pre-existing condition exclusion on an enrollee. That's base one, right?
Well, it is, and before the ACA, that wasn't the case. I mean, there was all kinds of things that could be considered pre-existing conditions, and people that got health care either through their employer or went out and bought it through the private market, many times were surprised after they got the health insurance plan that diabetes, things like that, weren't covered under their health care plan. And I understand why insurers do that, but at the same time, because the ACA making it mandated all across all 50 states, it finally, was covered. And now to have that all go away in states and health insurance companies across these states started deciding that, well, we're not going to cover things like pregnancies because that's a pre-existing condition. That's something that we're not going to allow.
Troy Jackson, Maine Senate President, on the phone with us. LD1, which would codify Maine health care law with the Affordable Care Act concerning pre-existing conditions. We recall in the debate last fall that there was some talk that Maine already had some strict standards regarding pre-existing conditions in our state. I don't know if you heard any of that talk, and can you make some sense of it for us, Troy?
There definitely was some coverage under pre-existing conditions, but nowhere near what the ACA actually mandated across all the states, and so again, something as basic as an ambulance ride wasn't always covered in a health insurance plan, and certainly there was a list of things that weren't covered under any health care plan before that. They were considered pre-existing conditions. Now. Those things aren't thrown out of, or you're not disallowed from having health insurance or coverage under that. And we want to make sure that, we keep that. I mean, we're doing it now. I don't think that if something happens to the ACA, people should be surprised that their health insurance plans all of a sudden starts covering things that it had before.
Arguably, when the battle over ACA took place, the one thing that seemed to be more popular than anything else in the bill or in the law was that your kid could, until they attained 26 years of age, could stay on their parents' health insurance plan. You mentioned that. That, again, is one of the linchpins of the LD1, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, before that, at least in Maine, and I don't know if this was children could stay on their plans, health, their parents' plans until 21. Under the ACA, that expanded to the age of 26. And I think that's, you know, a great thing. I mean, both my children were covered under that. I mean, you know, I just think that we should keep something like that. And so, we're protecting that. I mean, the other thing about before the ACA, you know, I'm in a rural part of the state. We had a bill that went through the Maine legislature, PL 90, that made it more expensive to get health insurance in rural areas. The ACA does away with that. I mean, it doesn't allow for health insurance companies to discriminate because of where you live. And that, you know, for my area or many parts of Maine, that's a big deal. But certainly the keeping kids on until they're 26, I just don't understand how anyone could ever oppose that.
Republicans remind us in our state when we had LD 1333, that became public law that allowed people to buy health insurance across state lines. This kicked in just before the ACA kicked in. And there were some businesses, I'll tell you, downtown where I work, we started to enjoy savings. And the guy told us, when the Affordable Care Act kicks in, kiss this goodbye. And he was right. It went away. Was there any merit within LD 1333 that gave us some confidence with pre-existing conditions that did deliver the cost savings? Do you recall any of that?
As far as going across state lines, I don't remember anyone talking about, you know, pre-existing conditions or anything like that, helping with that. What I do remember the debate there being is that more competition would drive down rates. But I think at the same time, you know, many of these plans were ones that people, you know, still got surprised with about what actually was covered in it. I really can't say one way or the other, but I mean, I think just about that time, you know, the Republicans, whenever they took over in 2010, they passed PL 90, which, you know, definitely was a legislation that made it harder for rural Mainers to get, you know, health insurance at the same cost as urban. And, you know, that was something I debated vehemently you know, we don't have that problem now, and I just, you know, for me, where I live, where I represent, you know, I don't think it's fair to discriminate against people that live in rural Maine.
Well, the bill, which is out, you can read it, anybody can, LD1, it's called An Act to Protect Health Care Coverage for Maine Families. There's a lot in it. We're just going through the summary. I mean, it allows insurers to do certain things that none of us deal with on a day-to-day basis. For instance, the carrier can vary the premium rate due to age and tobacco use. There are other things that are in there. With the Democrats now in control of the House and Senate, what are the prospects for this? Pretty good?
Well, I mean, I think they're pretty good. I mean, you know, to be quite honest, you know, this bill really, in my mind, shouldn't be controversial to anyone other than health insurance carriers that are trying to, you know, provide, you know, less than plans for the same price. I mean, regardless of, you know, what your party affiliation is, I mean, we are under the system right now. Again, you know, children can stay on the plan until 26. Pre-existing conditions can be a reason to throw people off. I mean, it shouldn't raise rates or anything like that. It should, you know, keep it pretty much where we are right now. So, I mean, I can't see any reason why we couldn't, you know, bipartisanly come up and pass something like this. Last session or 2 years ago, I put something in similar. You know, we actually had a great vote out of the Insurance Committee. And, you know, passed in both the House and Senate. Governor LePage vetoed it, and we couldn't override it. You know, I expect, you know, we can have another great bipartisan vote about that. I mean, health insurance obviously is a big deal for Mainers and people in the United States. And all this is you know, protecting what we have now and making sure that, you know, in the future, Mainers don't have, you know, less in their health insurance plans.
You just said a key phrase, Senate President Troy Jackson. It shouldn't raise rates. Can I get that in writing from you?
Well, I mean, you know, there's nothing that I can say for certain will or won't happen. But if we're already under a system that has these protections in there, and all we're doing is making sure that they stay in there, I don't see why it would raise rates. What I'm concerned about is that we'll have a lot less health insurance going forward and continue to pay the same rates that we are now. I don't think that's any good for anyone. I've never seen, even whenever people have taken out protections, I've never seen health insurance plans go down. So what I'm making sure here happens is that people can get high quality insurance for their basic needs.
Well, we're into the new administration 1 week or so. I guess now I lose track of time. It's the inauguration's over. The inauguration ceremonies are all done. How are things settling in so far as you see it? Governor Mills has announced the key appointments. Pretty much that's under control. Anything new on the horizon we should know, be watching?
Not really at the moment. I mean, I think, Mills administration, like you said, is settling in. We're still trying to understand what, some of the policy goals, what the actual details will be. I think that as far as in the Senate, myself, Senator Dow, Senator Timberlake, Democratic leadership, has been working, very well together, excited to get going, looking forward to trying to do some things to help the people of the state of Maine out. And at this point, it really has been, very collaborative. And I'm sure we'll continue to work that way. But, I think many of us are, like you said, just looking for what the details of the Mills administration may be and start working on that. So, and also, I think we're all meeting with nominees for commissioner positions and getting a better understanding of what, their goals are. Both Republicans and Democrats have been doing that. So those are all things that are happening at the moment.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.